Blog Talk Radio.
Embracing widows, and the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight we have a special guest with us. We have the author of the book, Pray Men, A Man's Prayer Guide for His Children from Conception to Adulthood. Well, Deidre Adams is one of our own. She's been, she lost her husband back in 2010, almost 4 years ago. And she became a part of our ministry right after that. Sheila Coley, the president, met her in Atlanta at a friend's house. And she became a part of our ministry. She's joined us on a trip to the Holy Land Experience. And tonight she comes to us. She's written a book, and she's going to talk about her book tonight. And I am excited about it because it's such, I read the book, and I think it's a great book for a father day present to a father that needs to pray more for their family, children, and just being more involved in prayer time with their family. I'm going to talk about more about the author. She is a born again. She was born again at a tender age of 16. She's been involved in ministry for almost 30 years. She labored extensively in ministry alongside her late husband, Elder Albert Adams. Her most loved area of service is choir worship team member. She also serves the Lord in the area of intercession. Deidre is currently pursuing her master's degree in biblical studies. She also is a healthcare professional. She understands the importance of applying important knowledge when praying for others. Here is where the vision for prayer men was birthed. It is her desire, in line with the heart of God, to see fathers become and remain prayerfully involved in the lives of their children as much needed. As they release blessings, break curses, and make declaration over their lives.
Amen.
She did her book signing back in November 2013 at her church, Kingdom Revelation Ministry, Church of God in Claremont, Florida.
Amen.
We're going to ask her some questions so she can tell us more about the book.
All right.
We're going to, Deidre.
Yes, I'm here.
Inspired you to write this book. And
well,
first,
good morning, good evening.
Hello to the audience or whatever you would like to do at the beginning.
All right, good evening. This is Deidre, and I'm just so glad to join you. I want to thank all of you for signing in this evening, which will probably include Bishop Chris DeTruche of Kingdom Revelation Ministries and also other members of my church as well and friends. And I'm just excited just to share a little bit about the book.
Okay.
Now, you asked me what inspired me to write this book. I had a friend whose wife was pregnant at the time, and I wanted to write a little booklet for him that included the Lord's Prayer and some other aspects of Scripture and kind of instruct him on how he could be a support for his wife. In regards to prayer as their baby was developing. And it just seems the more and more I wrote, the more and more God put in my heart to write down and to expound on. And I just felt the Lord leading me to publish it as well. So he ended up with the young man ended up with the first draft. But then I went on and continued it, expounded it, and published it.
Great. Yes, like I said before, I have read the book, and this is so needed for men to use. It's definitely a guide, because a lot of men do not know how to pray.
Mm-hmm,
they don't know how
mm-hmm.
to pray over their children and their family. So this is a mm-hmm. great book, just like I said, for Father's Day or for any type of gift that you can give to your sons, husbands, or whoever.
Right.
A prayer guide for them, learning how to pray, because it's so important today to pray over your family and your children, because so many things are happening. There's so many killings, and you just have to be strong and prayed up in order to deal with these different things. And because there's a lot of fathers that are not in the home. So this book is a great prayer guide for men.
Mm-hmm.
And also when I was reading it, I saw where you did include the Lord's Prayer in it, but you went through each word in the Our Father's Prayer, Our Father, and you explain what it meant to you, which art in heaven, hallowed thy name, thy kingdom come. You went on, and let me read one of them, and I'm going to give you the floor in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Where you said, hallowed be thy name. You said,
mm-hmm.
adore him, and you made statements how a man can use this in praying over his family, Lord, you are holy. I bless you. In my home, you are recognized and appreciated as God. As a family, we conduct ourselves in behavior that elevates your name. I'm going to give you the floor now, the air. Tell the audience, in your own way, how about your book, what you want us to hear tonight about your book.
Okay. Well, why the Lord's Prayer? I wanted to focus on that because as Christians, that's one thing that the Lord's Prayer is something that Christians of all denominations know. Everybody knows the, either they call it the Our Father Prayer or they call it the Lord's Prayer. Okay, and so within the Bible, Christ walks the earth as a living example for us. And when he was asked, well, how are we going to pray, Lord? How do you want us to pray? He literally gives us a template that we can follow. A lot of times I hear people pray the Our Father prayer, but then also I find it interesting that, or I found it interesting as I looked at it, that it's a template for us to plug in what we need when we pray to the Father. So that's why I broke it down into each part, and then I explained what each part, with the hallowed be thy name, the adoration, that's adoration, and I explained what each part meant, a statement of worship, and then I gave them an example. Now, they could follow that and read that particular statement, but they can also just put in their own type of worship or their own adoration as that part. And then as each piece of the Lord's Prayer is listed, I explain to them how to plug in what they need or who they are or what they're praying for in that moment. Then, as being a registered nurse in the health profession, I was focusing on, and I started to write this for a young man whose wife had just conceived and she was pregnant, and he had mentioned, you know, that there may have been a few issues with the pregnancy. So I wanted to break it down by body systems, on how to pray over that developing child or that child in general by the body systems. And so I talk about each system. I talk about the brain, the cardiac, the pulmonary system, the breathing, their GI, their bones. And what I began doing is I began searching the Bible for the scriptures that correspond with each system. And, you know, under the neurological, I put up God has, you know, has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Each system, I pull out the word and I apply it, but then I say, okay, now pray using those scriptures in this manner. Let my child have, let's see, under the immune system, let my child have a kind, happy disposition. Let them be unshakable by the worries of life as I teach them to rely on God. Storms will come, but let my child be able to be stable in their mind and their emotion, and as God covers and keeps them, let their body not be stressed into sickness. So I give them an example through each body system on how to pray and apply those scriptures. Now, as I go on, or as I went further into the book, I discussed, just as you had mentioned, that children's hearts are crying out for connection. And because sometimes they don't feel connected within their own home or their own family, they might connect to gangs or cliques that end up getting them into different trouble. And this is what I think it's like every other day we see another example of a problem that's happening in the world. And I wonder, you know, where were the family, what were the parents doing, you know, how were they connecting with their children? Exactly. But, and if they stay in a state of disconnect, sometimes they'll even use, you know, through the fog of drugs and alcohol, that would also connect to that too. And Malachi, I spoke about Malachi 4 and 6, where it says that the heart of the fathers, prophetically, Malachi said that the heart of the fathers would be turned back to the children and the heart of the children back to the fathers. I think that's what's going on in this hour, that we can see tangibly there's a cry, there's a need, there's a desire in the hearts of their children, of the children of this earth, for fatherly love and care. And I make a point of letting the men know that they are needed, that while this is a tool that they can use what they need and add what applies to their situation, that they are needed, they're important. And what they say as well, I went further along in the book, I say, why speak? A blessing is spoken to an individual. It's spoken to that individual, but that person carries a seed, and it's even generational. And I touch that where Isaac and Jacob spoke the destiny of their children to the degree that Jacob stole Esau's blessing. And at first, Esau discounted it, wasn't worried about it, didn't care about it. But then later on, he said, oh, wait a minute, look what I've lost. And he begged his father to speak blessing to him. This is a grown man.
Yes.
So this book is not just for the fathers of developing children where their wives are pregnant. It's also for little children, teens, and a grown adult. Maybe as they were younger, they did not know how to speak blessing over their children.
Exactly.
Maybe they had a rebellious child that pulled away and ran off, and they don't know how to reach them now. This gives them as well examples on how to speak blessing on their children. Sometimes the child doesn't even know how to ask. But Esau, we look and he cried and he was weeping and boo-hooing because he realized he missed his opportunity to have his father speak into his destiny to a certain degree, you know? Yeah. So I would say that one of the most important things that I wrote in this book is, or that I wanted to convey to men out of this book is, our society places like a premium on men being hard and harsh and stoic, you know, kind of that unreachable, you know, I'm big, strong man. But our children's hearts, while they grow, and even once they're grown, are soft in concerns to their father. And their silence, that father's silence, is just as dangerous to their children as speaking bad words. And on page 50, I would say one of the most poignant or the most important points that I make is the world is full of noise, but a father's silence is deafening. That silence is actually full of non-praise, non-affirmation, non-value. It means that as a father, they're not caring, they're not interested, they're not invested, they're not connected, and they're not covering that child. That silence and that non-blessing is actually like a curse. And so you will have children on both ends of the spectrum, those who had fathers that said all kind of horrible things to them, and those children whose fathers were completely silent, never said they loved them, never said, you know, be blessed, never said, I expect great things out of you. I expect that, you know, you're going to be a wonderful and productive member of society. And that's just as bad. So my final thought or my final point to men was that they're a champion. Once they're in God, once they've given their life to the Lord, and they pick up the armor of God. Now the expectation, Christ says, the expectation when you pray. I wrote down those scriptures. When you pray, when you pray, when you pray. It's about four or five times. Christ didn't say, if you pray. He said, when you pray, pray like this. When you pray, expect to see that. So for a man or a woman, anybody, when you pray, and share that with your child, show them that you're wielding that armor, you're wielding that sword, which is the word of God, as you're praying it over them. Don't be afraid to speak the word over them. Don't be afraid to speak purpose and destiny over them. Don't be afraid to show them your vulnerability to your Father God, because this also makes a connection for them to connect with you as a father. And I make that point in my final thoughts, that you are a champion. Your words are so important and they're so needed. And that's basically
so much
the whole
important.
Crux of the book.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. It is so important to speak that over to your children. And you mentioned many scriptures, and especially this one that we all know, train up a child in the way that he goes, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's Proverbs 26. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true as well.
Yes.
And
leading by example.
I really enjoyed the book, and it's such a great tool and guide for men. I'm going to purchase a couple of more because I have a young some friends, a young couple that are expecting a child. It is so important he learns how to pray over his child before his child is born into this world. And this world is so wicked, so it is so important to instill that in a child at an early age. My kids know, I guess, when I'm in a conversation with them and there's any kind of situation with them, at the end of my conversation, I always lead them to God. I should pray about it. That is something that I always instill in my children, believing God and praying about it. And and pretty much when you instill that into them at an early age, it will stay with them.
So this is
a great book. But there's also you also indicated two page of scriptures that they can relate to. So that's a good tool as well too.
They
can, the things that you mentioned in the book, they can back it up by looking at the scripture.
Absolutely.
There is something else that I wanted to mention too. And one of my favorite scriptures for myself as well and my family, I read not every day, but pretty much every other day. And that is Psalms 112, 1 through 2. And that blesses the man that fears the Lord, that delight greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and righteousness endures forever.
Yes, yes.
It's so important. The first thing is to praise God and also to pray. So it's important that you start off prayer with a praise.
Yeah.
And that is something that I've learned to do. And this scripture I love, and I read it pretty much for my home because I believe everything that, blesses the man that fears the Lord. Yes, God wants you to fear him, but also have faith in him. And that delight greatly in his commandment. Yes, he wants you to be obedient to his word. So all of these scriptures, some of these scriptures that I went over, it's a great tool for young, especially young men.
Yes. Well, that was one more thing, is that, is that this book may not challenge a man who considers himself to be a prayer expert, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely for the young man who might just need it, like you say, as a guide, as a, you know, a gentle guide or tool, it's part of their arsenal, you know. And some of those fathers who may have adult children that may want a little pointer here and there, you know. And so each section, they can follow whichever way they need to use it.
Yes. And young and old. I mean, I'm talking about young men, but there's a lot of older men that do not know how to pray over their family.
Right, right.
Never too and, old and not too young to get started.
Right.
And this is a great book for them to, you know, to use.
Mhm. Mhm.
And it's also is a great gift for Father's Day. So, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen, whoever is on it, it is a great tool for Father's Day. It is.
And it's available on Amazon.
Yes, yeah, available.
At BarnesandNoble.com.
Yes. Go ahead, Deidre. Go ahead and tell them where it's available.
It's available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, and also the publisher's website, True Perspective Publishing.
Right, and Amazon is $9.89, so you can't beat that. That's a small pay for a wonderful tool to give your young to give to your sons and
yes, cousins,
and also
nephews,
who is ever on the line that still have spouse that does not know how to pray over their family. It's a great
yeah.
tool to purchase. And very easy to get. Just sign on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, True Perspective, and get your copy. And also, just give it to purchase one and give it to someone that you know that it will be very helpful for them.
Yes, yes.
We have only 3 more minutes left. Is there anything else that you want to say in a matter of 1 minute?
I'm just glad for the opportunity because even as I began to write it, I wrote it to be a blessing to my friend, you know, and then, you know, the Lord impressed on me just to keep going and, you know, and publish it and put it out there so that I think it's going to impact people's families in an important way. Very
well,
simply,
but sharing,
I think it's, you know.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing the information with us tonight, and I hope all of you can see how great this book would be as a gift to others. And I am going to keep this copy for our ministry, and we are getting ready to write a book ourselves, the next chapter, Widow Ministry. We are hoping that we will be able to finish that book and publish it by before the end of the year. So we have already started working on it by reading and editing it. So, Deidre, I'm going to need some suggestion and gone through as far as publishing. I'll be calling you and asking for some suggestions and how to go about doing some of these things. But we are going to get our book also written before the end of the year. And these are testimonies of our widows, and you also are going to be a part of that book as well.
Yes, yes.
We only have 2 more minutes. I want to mention a couple other things. And thank you so much for coming on the air. And
oh, thank you.
So may God bless you and enlarge your territory that you will sell many, 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 many books to bless his kingdom and continue to, I will continue to advertise it here on the show as well as whenever we get together with our ministry on the third Saturday of every month.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Just to God be the glory.
Yes. Thank you so much. There's a couple of announcements. I want to mention that you still have time to make a payment on your trip to our trip that we are going on to Panama City, Florida. So please do that and get in touch with me this week. And I also want to be in prayer for one of our members, Martha Jefferson. I want you all to keep her in your prayer and ask God to bless her with a stronger heart and heal her body and make her whole again, because we want her to live lifelong, a happy one, and also continue to be a part of our ministry, because she is so important to us. She always gives a good inspiration to us all with her warm love. So keep her in your prayer that God will heal her body, her heart, and make it stronger again. That's the end of our show tonight. Thank you all for tuning in. Tune in again next week, the same time, 10 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And share this information about the book to others. And go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, A True Perspective. And you can call me if you need any additional information regarding the book, so we can help Deidre get these books sold. Thank you, and have a great week.
Amen. God bless you, sister.
The outpouring of your spirit, till I can't take no more, I need you, Lord.
Mary?
Right now, fill me up again. Cannot move on without you. Do like you did way back when. I need you, Lord.